Thank you for joining me as we discover who God is in Christ, coast to coast in these United States on the broadcast, and around the whole wide world on the podcast. It's great to be with you today, and when we left off yesterday, I prepared us for the week by asking the question, what does Jesus teach us about God, and specifically within our text in Luke chapter 2? Our present answer, with more to come, is this. In this text, Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. And then, as you know if you've been with us, I've said that Jesus does this first by honoring his parents, and second by living with his parents. And this second insight, Jesus lives with his parents, brings us now into a discussion on parenting. I believe Jesus teaches Joseph and Mary how to parent himself, as well as his own younger brothers and sisters. Really, they're his half-brothers and half-sisters, since Jesus' real father is God. As I said last time, I believe the presence of Jesus in the home of Joseph and Mary meant that Jesus was always teaching them something about God. Jesus is completely unlike any other child because he is truly God. And right from the get-go, Jesus is teaching. By this, I do not mean that he came into the world, looked up at Joe and Mary, and started talking like an adult. No. The baby Jesus cried his way into the world the same way we all do. Nor do I mean that when Jesus was a toddler crawling along in the family home in Nazareth, Joseph and Mary were crawling beside him listening to the two-year-old lecture them. Of course not. Jesus learned to crawl and then walk the same way your kids did, the same way you and I did. That's also how he learned to talk. And then as Christ grew, he went through all of the same stages of physical, mental, and even spiritual development in some sense that all human persons do. If you would, listen again to verse 40 of our text. This is Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So then, how do I mean that Jesus taught Joseph and Mary how to parent? Well, I mean this in two ways. First, it is the mere presence of Jesus that transforms Joseph and Mary into a couple who are constantly confronted with who God is. Because God in human form is living with them day and night. The mere fact that Jesus is there with them 24/7 means that he develops them into godly parents. When you have the Son of God living with you, you cannot help but to be impacted deeply. And I believe Joseph and Mary were. So let me give you a biblical example of this to solidify my point in your mind. I think you might remember this. When the angel visited Mary to announce that she would conceive in her womb and bear this son and name him Jesus, Mary learns submission to the will of God, even at just the announcement. She replies to the angel, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." Jesus is not yet conceived in her, and yet already Jesus is teaching Mary something most valuable. Jesus is the Son of God, God in human form, Messiah. As Mary takes up this honor of mothering the Lord, he, while yet unborn, guides Mary to be a godly mother and Joseph a godly father, because you see, God-fearing parents always submit to the will of God. So first, the mere presence of Jesus is transformative for this young couple. The second way in which I mean that Jesus taught Joseph and Mary how to parent is that he did it by his divine wisdom. Let me go back to verse 40 again for a moment and lift out this word wisdom. Luke 2, verse 40, Jesus continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom. Given that Jesus is God, Jesus is all wise. God is wise. Perfect wisdom is found only in God. And the Lord Jesus offers this freely to all who will acknowledge that he is God, as certainly as his earthly parents did. Hear now two other New Testament texts that speak of the wisdom of our Lord. I love these. Please write them down and read them later. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, Paul writes in part, "Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God." My, that is beautiful, isn't it? Who is Christ? He is the wisdom from God. Do you need wisdom today? Then pursue Jesus. And then in Colossians chapter 2 and at the end of verse 2 and verse 3, the apostle writes again, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. There it is again. In Christ is wisdom. Do you require a treasure of wisdom and knowledge in your life right there where you are today? Then follow Jesus. And these passages are 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, and Colossians 2, verses 2 and 3. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, and Colossians 2, verses 2 and 3. So second, how does Jesus teach Joseph and Mary how to be a godly father and mother? I'm making the point that right from the time the angel announces his birth, Jesus impacts them, first by his mere presence, and second by his wisdom. And as we shall see moving ahead through our passage, Jesus will also shock the teachers in the temple, who themselves were very wise men. But the wisdom of the 12-year-old Jesus goes far beyond even how astute they are. Jesus is wise, and he demonstrates this wisdom by his presence to his parents every single day. As we study Luke 2, I want to submit this to you for your consideration. Dear Christian parent, now, the presence of Jesus is with you. He will train you in parenting that pleases his God and your God if you will listen to his instructions and if you will watch his ways. Is there anything more difficult in human relationships than parenting? Outside of marriage, I do not think so. And the context in which dads and moms find themselves today is one on so many levels and layers that is tough and demanding. So I pray Jesus will now be your tutor as you move through the Bible. By living with his parents, Jesus teaches them and us how to parent God's way. And I submit to you, Jesus does this in five ways. First, the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary into exacting obedience to God. Second, the presence of Jesus in the temple draws Joseph and Mary to the lesson that parents should always encourage their children to ask good questions and then listen for the answers. Third, the presence of Jesus in the temple draws Joseph and Mary to understand that they were never to keep their children from the house of God. Fourth, the presence of Jesus in the temple demonstrates to Joseph and Mary that all people's true parent is God. And fifth, the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary to love their children with God's love. Now, you say, run those by me again, Mark. I'm multitasking here, brother, and I did not quite catch those. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will repeat, and of course, as we discuss them and you see them in the biblical text, then you'll know them. And I will also post these to God Is WEZE on Facebook. That's God Is WEZE on Facebook, or you can write to me for them. And now here they are again. First, the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary into exacting obedience to God. Second, the presence of Jesus in the temple draws Joseph and Mary to the lesson that parents should always encourage their children to ask good questions and then listen for the answers. Third, the presence of Jesus in the temple draws Joseph and Mary to understand that they were never to keep their children from the house of God. Fourth, the presence of Jesus in the temple demonstrates to Joseph and Mary that all people's true parent is God. And fifth, the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary to love their children with God's love. These are the five lessons before us, and my prayer is that you'll be attentive now to the Holy Spirit as he teaches us from the Bible. With the time remaining today, let's get our foot in the door on my first insight. And of course, we need to be certain that I have correctly interpreted the biblical text. So let's dive back in at Luke chapter 2 and verses 39 through 42. If you have your Bible there with you, I want to encourage you to read this along with me. Luke 2, beginning at verse 39. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. Again, that is Luke 2, verses 39 through 42, and I read it from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. And I believe these verses teach us that the presence of Jesus in their home draws Joseph and Mary into exacting obedience to God. And when you return tomorrow, I'm going to start by defining what I mean by this term, exacting obedience. And then we will discover it in the verses I just read. In preparation for tomorrow, read Luke chapter 2, verses 39 to 42 for yourself. But this reminder before we end today, write to me. May is the month for mail, and I still need to hear from most of you, and I really do want you to reach out to me. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Your name, how do you listen, why you listen, and any comments or questions. When you write, I'll send you a gift, and my addresses will be given now, so jot those down and write to me this very day. It's important to me that I hear from you. I know that every ministry you listen to does ask you to communicate with them, and I know it's tempting to think, yeah, I'm busy. Or, I'm sure everyone else writes, so my email or letter wouldn't mean much. Or, he's just after something from me. Or, maybe you don't even think about it. You just hear the broadcast and go about your business. But I want to encourage you not to think this way. I really do want to and need to hear from you. Nothing fancy. Just put together an email or letter and send it. And if you'll do that, I will send you back this gift. I'm not asking you for anything other than this communication. Take my word for it. I am a straight shooter, and I am always honest with you. So please, write to me today. And then come back tomorrow, midweek, as we continue to look to Christ and discover who God is.